And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning to you right around Australia. Welcome to the House of Wellness across 2GB, 3AW, 4BC Brisbane, 5AA Adelaide and 6PR Perth, where it's way a bit earlier on this Sunday morning. Way too early to be up, but welcome to you one and all. Our number is there for the taking. 131-873. Give us a call. It's Ed Phillips in for the summer series, along with the lovely Sally Obermater. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday, everyone.
The dashing and rather festive blue, Gerald Quigley, in a very bright shirt, sir.
Good, perfect for radio, Ed. Good morning. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Guys, we are here officially, can I call it? We're in the silly season.
We're in it.
Let's get silly, everyone. But we need to try and stay healthy during this festive season. We all tend to put on, I think the average is something scary, Sal, like two and a half
really?
Kilos.
I would have thought it was more like five at my house.
But yeah, you've got to get it in perspective, though. There's only once a year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
So let's be balanced.
Unfortunately.
What's your word, Ed?
Well,
moderation.
It's not my word. I never use horrendous language like that. No. It takes us till about May to get it off, though. That's the trouble.
It does. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you don't want to be the person at the, you know, at this lovely Christmas lunch saying, oh, I'm really sorry, I don't want this, and I'm on this diet. So it's sort of, how do you find a way to do it where it's a little bit in between?
You march in like you do with a green smoothie.
I did. I did this morning.
You're good, though. But listen, we've got a whole bunch of tips coming up. We'll speak to Holly Louise. She's known as the fit pharmacist. She is a pharmacist, and she's very fit, and she'll give us
some. That's the other fit pharmacist.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're the dashing one. And you, our resident pharmacist and master medical herbalist, is here to take all your questions. Maybe your medication's giving you trouble. Perhaps it's not having the effect you hope. Maybe you've got some sort of irritation or ailment that's not clearing up, or you're just concerned about it. We'd love to hear from you. Gerald is here to answer all your questions. 131-873 is our number. And from all our calls today, we'll pick one that we really like and reward you with a $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher. Perfect timing for Christmas shopping as well, to get those last-minute goodies. We'll even review some of the great fragrances again this week that you might want to put in your stocking as some fabulous gifts. And Sal, you've had the green smoothie. What have we got in mind for a swish recipe?
Today we're going to do a smoked trout and mango salad. And this is one of those ones where, you know, it's always nice, I think, you're always sort of looking for ideas for things that you can do on Boxing Day. You know, it's sort of, you've got, yes, you've got some Christmas leftovers, but what can you add to it?
Yeah.
Well, this one is really fast. It's really easy. It's, again, a one bowl wonder, so I promise you won't. You'll be very happy with that. Yeah. And it's easy to assemble. It's one of those ones where you'll have it on the table in kind of 10 to 15 minutes. So,
how yum. Wait for that. That's from your fabulous website and your book as well. Okay. Let's grab a couple of your calls and get things rolling. Gail's standing by in Diamond Creek. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Gail.
Good morning.
How can we help you out?
Well, I'm a mess. I'm putting up with the results of a car accident with back and neck injury. I've got titanium-filled neck, and I've got a lot of nerve pain. I've tried taking the turmeric.
Yes.
I heard on your show one day that you were saying something about a specific tablet, something acid.
Yes, for nerve pain. Gail, it's called lipoic acid. It's quite specific for nerve pain, L-I-P-O-I-C, lip.
Oic.
And it's a 400 milligram that you take twice a day. Now, in nerve pain associated with diabetes, it works brilliantly, but it also has a role to play in nerve pain that you're experiencing, because you can't continue to live with that all the time, can you? You've got to get in.
Well, it's really dragging me down.
Yes.
It just doesn't let up, and I'm getting spontaneous blisters like
birds.
Oh,
poor thing.
Across my body.
Why is that happening?
Small breakthrough, little blood blisters. Yeah.
Why is that happening, Gail? What's causing?
I don't know.
And does your doctor have a clue? Because he will see them?
No, I'm in the too hard basket, I think.
Could you also add, Gail, some omega-3s? Now, whether that's fish oil or krill oil is your choice, but krill's probably easier.
Krill oil.
You take 1,000 milligram twice a day. That's going to give you some moisture. And look, don't hesitate. In a few weeks, ring up and let us know how you're getting on.
Look, could I do that? I want to be well for Christmas.
Well, and the other thing, if you've got a report in the interim, don't hesitate to go onto the houseofwellness.com.au website, and there's a contact me part there, and you shoot me an email and I'll respond very quickly.
I must say, to your eternal credit, Gerald, you follow up all our callers and you're readily accessible there.
Well, so people like Gail need some real help.
So. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website, and there's the Ask section as well, so you can tap on that. Let's grab Betty, who's standing by in Doncaster, Victoria this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Betty. How can we help you?
I wonder if you could. Look, I've recently had asthma, then bronchitis. Now I'm left with this nasty blocked nose. Mm-hmm. It doesn't worry me so much in the morning of the day, but when I go to bed,
yes,
I dread going to bed.
Oh, because you block up, Betty. Look, here's a solution.
I cough.
Yes.
And then I've got this foul taste in my mouth.
And that's mucus going down the back of your throat. Okay, now here's what we do, Betty. Slightly higher than normal pillow.
I'm on three pillows now.
Oh, well, that's certainly high. That's almost sleeping standing up, Betty. So,
look,
if you could go and buy some isotonic saline that does not have a preservative, and your pharmacist will have this, comes in a bottle, plastic bottle with some sachets, Betty, and you use that before you go to bed. And that will clear your nasal passages because there's a very close relationship between blocked nose and asthma. And if we can help one, it will help the other.
I dread going to bed, to be honest.
Yeah, and if you've got a bit of chest rub, put that on your upper chest as well. Very old-fashioned, but it works well.
Love the old Vicks.
I'm on puffers and God knows what.
And Betty, make sure you use your puffers correctly. So when you're up the street next time, take your puffers in and ask your pharmacist to check your inhaler technique because they've got to be used properly.
Yes, you puff and swallow that lot
and
then swill your mouth.
Yes, yeah, that's fine. But just have your pharmacist check it. He'd love doing that. Give him a cuddle.
Yeah, there's a high percentage of people that don't use their inhalers.
45%.
So there we go. It's always worthwhile having that checked. All right. Stephen, standing by in Greenvale. Good morning to you, mate.
G'day, Tom.
Thanks
G'day.
For calling the House of Wellness. What's up?
What can we do, Stephen?
Thank you. Gerald, I have what's probably low to normal blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't bother me in the sense that my doctor says it's fine. I've had it, you know, all my life, so
sure.
I'm healthy and all that. But I've been told what can pick up my blood pressure in the morning is a glass of water with a pinch of salt in it. That seems to work. I was just wondering, is there anything you can recommend that I can do to increase or, you know, sort of get myself not feeling lightheaded sometimes when I feel like sinus infections coming on and stuff like that.
Stephen, as I just said to Betty, keeping your sinuses clear at all times with isotonic saline that has no preservative is fairly important. You can use that routinely.
Mm-hmm.
If your blood pressure is low, the suggestion of making food-based, so a bit of added salt, you can buy a herbal salt that's called Herba Mare, which is really tasty salt, and you can add that. Plenty of water, hydration, absolutely important. And, you know, it probably, other than fatigue, it probably won't worry you. But if it does, time to have another check with your doctor because we all need our blood pressure to be within acceptable limits. So you keep in touch there.
Yeah. Good luck, Stephen. There we go, 131-873. Thank you for your call, mate. We've got Diane standing by along with Kate. We'll take a little break and come back to those as well. 131-873, also with summer now fully underway, it does mean our feet are in show, our toenails need to be looking nice, and we're going to discuss ways to keep them prim and proper without, you know, going for our mani-pedis that we like to do, Gerald.
I don't mind looking at Sally's feet. Yeah. Yes, but you keep your shoes on.
Also going to be joined next by the Fit Pharmacist, Holly Louise, on the other side of this. This is the House of Wellness. Good morning. Thanks for having a listen in.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
How many days we got to go? 15 till Christmas, the silly season. We're calling it completely, well and truly underway. The thing is, many people are really concerned about their healthy habits going out the window, that they'll gain weight, and of course start the new year feeling less than optimal. This doesn't have to be the case, everyone. Gerald, Sally, are you listening?
We're listening.
Of course.
Mm. We have a few tips coming our way, joined by Holly Louise, who's also known as the fabulous and fit pharmacist with us on the line. Hi, Holly.
Hello, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Help us out. We want to start with, well, where do we start? Alcohol. Is it possible to have a sufficient amount of alcohol while we're dieting?
Look, it definitely is. And I would never tell any of my clients to give up alcohol, especially during this time of the year. But my advice is to set an alcohol budget for yourself. So set a limit, and when you reach it, don't go over it. And that's going to help to limit calories and help to limit weight gain as well.
Uh-huh. Holly, are you still into, well, you used to hear a few years ago, you know, have an alcoholic drink, have a water, have an, you know, kind of split them. Is that still the recommended way to go?
Most definitely. So that's also going to help to keep you hydrated as well as slowing down your consumption of alcoholic drinks. So that would definitely be my advice as well.
Holly, at this time of the year, and terrific to speak to you too, by the way, in our jobs we talk to people who are stressed. For many people it's a very stressful time of the year. How can we keep that under control and the balance of all the other things that are going on? Have you got a couple of tips for us for that?
I know it can be very difficult to maintain balance, and this time should be a time to really take time to relax, recharge, and enjoy yourself. So I think most definitely focus on things that you enjoy, spending time with family, spending time with friends, and really just taking time out for yourself. I know it can be hard for people who do get really stressed during this period, but really making an effort to look after yourself.
Now, I understand the notion of having this sort of wedge, you know, a little water in between your alcoholic drinks. What do we do about food? Because there's so much wonderful food on offer. And there's also some naughty food on offer too, Holly.
There definitely is. And my biggest piece of advice is to plan ahead. So if you know that you're going to be indulging in a big lunch or dinner, then you would just ensure that your other meals for the day are smaller or lower in calories to account for those bigger meals. And that sort of system works quite well in really helping to limit excess calorie consumption.
It's so hard though, isn't it, Holly? Because you'll go to a sort of a Christmas lunch and there'll be a massive feast laid out, and the lunch can go for hours on end. So how do you, I guess, sort of, you know, it's like you have first and then you have seconds and then you have a small break and before you know it, you're back at the turkey again. So how do you kind of, I guess, besides stepping away from the table, but you don't want to be rude because everyone else is still sitting, how do you sort of, I guess, say no without offending?
That's a great question. I know I often find myself back at the turkey just like everyone else. Mm. I think that it's important to make sure that you're not going to these events really hungry or ravenous, because you are going to be eating more. So perhaps making sure that you have a small meal beforehand, or making sure that you fill up on protein, and you're going to be less likely to eat some of those really calorie dense foods like the potatoes and you know, all
yum,
of our favorite
potatoes.
It still surprises me, you know, year after year, turkey's like a big roast turkey. You have it maybe once a year, right? And it's when you're munching under the giant wing of the thing, you go, what is this bird? This is amazing. I've never tasted anything like it. Every year I tell myself, I'll have turkey once a month. It's so amazing. But it's like, but I'm going to devour the whole thing.
I know. And that's part of the whole, I think that's part of why we overeat at Christmas too, because you tend to have these things that you're waiting all year for. So you sort of go in there like a you know, bull in a china shop, and you're just like, whoa. Let me get at everything as quick as I can. Don't you think, Gerald? It's sort of your bit.
It's all about balance. As Holly said, it's all about balance. But sometimes, but we've got to remember, Holly, this is once a year. And often you see people and friends that you don't see all that much. So we're going to let our, and it's important not to feel guilty.
Yep.
You know, don't take the guilts with you, because that takes away the enjoyment.
Yeah, the joy of the season.
Yeah. So, you know, we've all in moderation, Ed, is the word you
curse
use
you
all the time.
Curse you. Great to chat to you, Holly Louise. We love your website, thefitpharmacist.com.au. We can follow you and grab more handy tips this time of year. When things get a little bit out of control, you can be our voice of reason.
And I'm going to buy you Holly's book, which is Fit and Flexible Book. Perfect for you, Ed. Yep. Sally, you're okay, but you need it. Fit and Flexible Book.
It's hurtful. Holly, I don't know why I copped that little backhander. Thanks for joining us this morning on the House of Wellness.
Thanks so much, guys.
All righty, we'll take a little break. More of your calls coming up. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush, the world's smartest toothbrush. Available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Thanks for joining us right around the country today. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips in for the summer series, along with Sally Obermater, who's about to dish up the most amazing trout and mango salad, one of her swish recipes coming up soon. And Gerald Quigley is here taking your calls, our favourite pharmacist as well. 131-873 is our number. Diane's standing by patiently in Mount Waverley. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hello, Diane. How can we help?
Look, as I'm ageing, I seem to have bits of me that are drying up. Mm-hmm. I've had dry eyes and I've got some drops to use for that. I now seem to be getting inside my nose, a dry nose.
Sure.
But I am allergic to a preservative.
Sure. So you look for something that's preservative-free, Diane.
Yes.
Okay. And they are about, now the idea here, there are products on the market that are preservative free, and you've just got to have a look at the label or get the pharmacist to see the label. The classic preservative is called benzalkonium chloride, and you avoid that like the plague.
Yes.
So, and they're oily, so, but it's a very thin smear of oil that you won't even notice when you're using them. There is a spray that's available that's probably the most convenient, Diane. And the other thing is to take some omega-3, so either fish or krill. If you can have the seafood, the marine-based ones, otherwise flaxseed. But having that every day, a krill, 1,000 milligram krill twice a day, just right. gives you some moisture right across the board for your skin and your scalp, your eyes, and it's just the simplest thing to do.
Excellent.
All right?
Thank you.
Good there on you. Go. Thank you very much.
131873 is our number, and I need to point out that clunk was just magnificent of a phone knocking coffee onto our panel. And so things should be going okay a bit later.
Yes.
That's okay. I've just noted that black line.
Yes, Gerald, would you mind? Yeah,
Gerald,
it's right.
I mean, I don't want to name names, but it wasn't you or I.
Thank you.
Right. Apologies, everyone.
No. Kate is with us in Sandringham. Good morning.
Hello, Kate.
Sally, you're funny.
Oh, good morning, Gerald.
How can we help you, Kate?
I've got very nasty sciatica, and the doctor has now put me on cortisone.
Yes.
Is there anything else that would help?
Look, the cortisone, Kate, that you're on will be short-term with a bit of luck, and,
yes.
and you'll be taking a decent dose, which will be tapered over probably the next week or so. And I've got three suggestions to include. The first is magnesium that you take at night to give you quality sleep. Powder form, a half a teaspoonful at a time, Kate. And you can take that again in the morning if you wish. The other is turmeric, and the best turmeric, it's called Betasorb turmeric. You can use that twice a day. It will support the actions, the anti-inflammatory actions of the prednisolone, of the steroid. And the last is omega-3, and I've mentioned omega-3 a couple of times because it's a general anti-inflammatory, Kate, and the sort of thing you can take all the time. So follow the instructions on the prednisolone, on the steroid. First thing in the morning after breakfast, that's when you take it. Taper it as the instructions say, but you can incorporate any of those three things, all of which will just help speed your recovery.
Oh, good.
Good right. luck to you.
Thanks,
Kate. 131873 is our number. Our callers all eligible for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher today. Mary's in Wanda North in Victoria. Good morning. I'm just getting Sally another coffee.
Good morning, Ed and Sally and Gerald.
Hi, good Mary. Morning.
How can we help?
Mine is not a question of Gerald today, but rather a thank you. I rang up some time back and he advised me to take lioric acid.
Yes.
And it worked beautifully, thanks, Gerald.
Well, that's great, Mir, and that'll be reassuring for Gail, who was our first caller today, who had that nerve pain. And it's just something you've got to give a try. And I'm so glad you got a good result.
Yes, and also I must say, when I got my Chemist Warehouse catalogue, lo and behold, there was a picture of you.
Ah, yes. Well, I think they must have had a gap that they wanted to fill.
No, Mary, isn't he just lovely and not only just helpful, but like just so kind-hearted. Hearted,
oh.
You are.
Well, look, you know, I knew the voice, but I didn't know the face. Like, and now I know.
Well, no, Mary, the only person whose nose is out of joint now is Ed.
No,
so you're going to have to find
as well. Mary and Michelle, and I just wish you all a very happy Christmas.
You're very
thank
kind,
you
Mary.
So much for
thank
your
you,
show.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas break
thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. What a sweetie, and it's good and reassuring to know that they listen and take the advice and have the great positive benefits from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Gosh, you're dapper. That was the word she was reaching for. Dapper
really?
In your suit and tie. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
John is in Teesdale, Victoria. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Gerald, I spoke to you a long time ago and I didn't get back to you regarding my daughter. Mm. She was smashed up pretty badly in a car accident.
Yeah, I remember, John. That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was a fair while ago.
How is she getting on?
Oh, no good. She hasn't been back to work since. And, it's becoming a concern now because she's tried every known to man medication for pain relief, drugs.
Yeah, pardon my big sigh, John, but these are sad stories.
And she now is being looked after by the so-called specialist in pain in Australia.
Yeah.
He now, or has over the last 12, 18 months, been putting her in hospital every 3 months to have what they call a ketamine infusion.
Yes. Is it helping?
Yeah. And she has to stay in for a week while it's administered because of the effects it can have on her.
Yes, it's really strong stuff, John. Is it giving her some quality of life? What's it doing?
It gives her terrific relief for about maximum of 3 months, and then she virtually goes crazy with the pain and's got to go back in again. Now, her only thing that they're suggesting that she can do would be operate, and she does not want to operate in case it just buggers her completely, to put it bluntly.
Yes.
And she just, after the 8 weeks, 12 weeks roughly after she's had an infusion, she's been in 5 or 6 times already, she nearly goes out of her brain with agony, and she's just tried everything, the kumbaya, holding hands and singing down the street, but she's just not interested in other people.
John, I hear the sadness and concern in your voice, and as a parent, I absolutely understand that.
And I'd like to ask is, and I've asked it of all the doctors, the specialists, medical marijuana, can we get it somehow to try and just try that? That's the last option she's got.
Well, and I've actually written down here to talk to you about that, and sometimes you've got to just make a noise, and on her behalf you'll have to make the noise. There are trials going on. I'm in Sydney today, and there are trials in New South Wales that have been approved of medicinal cannabis. And these are the sorts of stories, John, where medicinal cannabis, from all the research that goes on overseas, they will make a difference.
Yes.
So I'd be pushing her pain management specialists for the up-to-date information they have on medicinal cannabis. And if they say we don't have any, well, then just push them even harder.
Well, we pushed him last time, and he said that he didn't believe it did.
Maybe it's time to get someone else, John, because... And look, if you wouldn't mind, please dropping me a note.
Yes.
Just through houseofwellness.com.au, and we can explore a couple of options here. And I can only give you the suggestions. Now, at this stage, the only legal way you can get it is through the doctor, but let's see if we can open some pathways.
That would be greatly appreciated, because to see her, the state she gets in is just heartbreaking.
Oh. I hear you, what you say. So
head to our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Yeah. There's the Ask tab at the top of that.
Thank you, John.
And Gerald will follow that through for you as well. Let's take a little break. We're the House of Wellness radio version, the TV version follows at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time on Channel 7 too, with Gerald also answering your calls as well. We're coming back with more here on the House of Wellness in just a sec.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, this morning I spoke to Sally Obermeider, and she said two important things to me: trout and mango. And they're going to be combined together in a delicious swish recipe.
They are. And you know what? I also gave Gerald his two favourite words, which was one bowl. So this, or technically one plate.
I thought it was Pinot Grigio.
Oh, yeah. That's everyone's favourite two words. Which you could pair with this recipe. So this is from our new book, Simple and Lean. So, and this literally is both of those things. It's simple to put together. It's very lean. We were talking earlier with Holly, the Fit Pharmacist, about how to eat well and still enjoy yourself. And this definitely sort of fits that criteria. So let me tell you this, I'm about shortcuts, right? Mm-hmm. So with the trout, this is actually one of those hot smoked trouts. You can buy this in the supermarket. They've already done the work for you. This trout is so good for you. It's got all that good sort of fatty acids that mm-hmm. we talk about all the time. But you, at summer and at Christmas time in particular, I think you need some shortcuts where you think, okay, I need to be able to get a lunch on the table or a dinner on the table pretty quickly and pretty easily. So you'll get some baby spinach, you'll put it out on a platter. You'll get the smoked trout and basically just kind of let it, maybe just break it up a little bit. Get your mango, slice it nice and thin, and then top it with some bean sprouts, some spring onion. If you like your chili, which I do, a red chili or a green chili, just thinly sliced. Get some mint leaves because you want, it's all about flavor, right? Mm-hmm. I'm big on, yes, I'm big on health and I'm big on fast, but I'm all about flavor and dressing. So you need some mint, some coriander, and then the dressing to kind of bring it all together. Garlic, lime juice, some fish sauce, a little bit of coriander, and then you can use honey, but I use rice malt syrup. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever used this before. You can get it at your supermarket. They sell it kind of everywhere now. And it's basically like it's sweet like honey, but it doesn't give you that sort of spike that you would get typically from sugar. And people are using it now in dressings instead of, we used to use sugar before in the old days in dressings. And this is, I guess, a healthier version of it. Mix it together, sprinkle it all over very generously over the trout, over the mango. And I tell you, the flavor, it brings everything together. One plate, you'll have it on the table in 10 to 15 minutes.
Just on the downside here, why could you not have done this morning before you came in?
Yes, exactly. If I was a true friend, I would have, right? Yes. Instead of just talking about it, I would have actually turned up with one.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
That's how true. Quick and how easy is it real?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, maybe you guys could do it and bring it for me next week. Let's see.
We need a copy of your book, Simple and Lean, which you wrote with your sister. You are the sweet and savoury sisters, aren't you?
We are. I'm all about dressing and all the sweet things that are in there are definitely all from my kitchen because I'm obsessed with sweet stuff. And she's all the things that are tomato and lemon and lime and all the fresh zing stuff.
A beautiful family it is.
Yes. And great books too.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Awesome. Now, summer's coming. Beach time. I think if we slip off the sandals and those Explorer socks. It can be horrendous down there.
It can be scary.
We need toe health, feet health taken care of, GQ, please.
Look, it's a matter, Ed, of having a little bit of a look at your feet. We ignore them. They're a long way away from everything else. And it just means you look at dry skin, you look between the toes, you make sure you clean between your toes well when you shower. If you've got a nail that's a bit odd, there's lots of products around to bring those infections, particularly fungal infections, back under control. And then you can wear your sandals or whatever you're going to do with pride, knowing if someone actually looks at your feet, it's not going to turn them off their food.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of doing a bit of an overview every now and again before someone else does it for you.
I use this thing, Gerald, which I do get from Chemist Warehouse. It's called Milky Foot. Do you know this?
Great stuff, yeah.
It's so good. It's everyone of my family jokes. It's basically like this sort of a sock thing, and I guess it's got the active ingredient. I don't exactly know what it is. Inside, you put your foot in it, and you kind of keep these sort of sock things on your feet for a couple of hours. Yes. And then over the course of the next couple of weeks, which it's not the prettiest thing while it's happening, but all the skin just kind of sheds off.
Wow. So you get the results quite quickly.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's amazing.
It's a very easy product to use.
Yeah. I love it.
We won't buy some for Ed for Christmas.
Yeah.
Great. I can slosh around the house for a couple of minutes. That's fantastic. 131873 is our number, by the way. Gerald here to take your calls. Why don't we grab John, who's in Sorrento, beautiful part of the world in Victoria. Good morning.
Hello, John.
Good morning, Gerald.
How can we help?
I'm in my 80s, and I've suffered with chronic arthritis.
Yes.
And I've been taking turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
My GP has warned me against taking it.
Mm.
I'm a stage 3 kidney disease,
mm-hmm.
and he has had experience with another lady who seemed to have a lot of problems with her kidneys. There's no comment anywhere I can find that turmeric does upset your kidneys.
But no. In fact, John, I think most of the evidence would say it's actually protective. So the difficulty these days is, John, there's so many different types of turmeric, and I can only speak about one that's called beta-sorb turmeric, which is an aqueous extract. And look, I will go through all my notes again today or tonight and just verify that. And the latest that came out this week, John, Are the benefits of coenzyme Q10, so CoQ10...
I've been taking that also.
Wonderful. 150 milligrams.
Micrograms that I've been taking.
Wonderful. Now, that is very protective, John, for your kidneys. Have you diabetes, John, as well?
No.
No, okay, no. Good. Well, then...
Heart health's quite good. I'm old, but I'm quite healthy.
Well, you sound young, John, so whatever you're doing, keep doing. And let me reassure you, if the GP has got some real concerns, if you can furnish those concerns to you, and perhaps, if you can contact me through houseofwellness.com.au, I might be able to send you some things that you can supply him to reassure him, if that's a help.
Thank you very much. That'll be great.
Good luck with that, John. Thank you for your call.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, mate. 131873 is our number. Sally, one thing you might not know about our dapper pharmacist is he's quite the enthusiastic chorister, a singer of great notes.
Really?
Yes. Every Friday, I think, with his gentleman friends belting out tunes nonstop.
Wow.
I know. You
think he'd serenade us occasionally if he was,
you think he'd cook us a trout salad once in a while. But sometimes you're just wrong about people. However, coming up on the show today on the television edition of The House of Wellness, Lynette Bolton is going to find out why belting out a great tune can make us live longer. Gerald is the epitome of that. He's 107. Amazing. The power of song, Gerald, it is very euphoric.
It is. And the when you look at the medical evidence, and it's the word that's bandied around these days, but I've got friends of mine that visit nursing homes and sing, and the residents there, it's just the highlight of their time. So very important.
Yeah, and look, I know you'll love this. You love to pick on me. Commando Steve Willis will be on the show to put me through paces for our summer fitness.
You're a watcher, not a doer.
I'll be in. I'll be bench
pressing. Are you getting in amongst it?
I have a go. I just do my best, Sal. I do my best.
Yeah, I saw him with kettlebells, and he ran the other way.
I have a very bad relationship with kettlebells.
He thought it was the kettle. He was like, I love a cuppa.
Interesting nutrition article from Zoe Bingley-Pullen. She's going to have a look at how our DNA affects our diet and what we can do about it. You know, we might be rigged one way not to absorb certain things, and other foods might be allergic to us where others aren't.
Yes.
And also, the original reality star, I've heard, with her entourage of 9 people, Paris Hilton's going to make a quick brief cameo this morning.
Oh, wow.
This morning. The big celebrity. Yes. Cool.
Okay. No running up for autographs again, please, Mr. Quigley.
I don't do that, Ed. It only happened once, okay?
When you say once, you mean 7 times. No, gotcha. Also, how to overcome the pitfalls of digital dating. Our relationship and intimacy expert, Nikki Goldstein, will be on the show as well. Our resident naturopath and health guru, Dr. Jarvan, is here to talk about the importance of a healthy gut, such a vital thing for our immunity and overall health as well.
Yep.
That's all coming up after this on Channel 7 too. It's the House of Wellness TV version. This is the radio version. We've got more, including more of your calls, on 131873 after this break.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Summer series of the House of Wellness, 131873 is our number. Sally Obermeider, along with me, Ed Phillips, and Gerald Quigley, taking your calls. Stephen is waiting patiently in Taylor's Lakes, Victoria.
Hi, Stephen. Gerald here. How can we help?
Yeah, Gerald, I wonder if you can help me. In May this year, I had my right kidney, right ureter, and part of my bladder removed due to cancer.
Yes.
Since then, I've had 2 turbits, the last of which they removed multiple tumours from my bladder, which was only 3 weeks ago now. I'm on no medication at all, but is there anything I can take that may help?
So we want to lift immune function and give you some. Stephen, I've got a number of solutions, and if you could just think in the back of your mind, houseofwellness.com.au, if you could drop me a note, because we're running out of time, and I don't have the time to spend with you this morning, sadly, to go through them one by one. I will give you a list of them. If you can give me an email through the Ask button on houseofwellness.com.au, and I'll get on to that today.
All right, I'll do that.
Will you
Good
do
luck
that?
With
Thank
that,
you,
mate.
Stephen.
We'll definitely follow that up. 131873 is our number. All right, the House of Fragrances, this year for Christmas is Chemist Warehouse. We've got a couple of options if you're starting to scurry around and look for vital gifts. Sal, you've got a couple in front of you that you quite like.
I'd like,
there's a Cristiano Ronaldo one. Yeah, I think he just got awarded for the fifth time the Player of the Year, the Ballon d'Or, the Golden Ball.
Hang on, I thought David Beckham was the Golden Ball.
Well,
he was. Okay.
That's what Posh called
That's
me.
All right. That is a beautiful fragrance, that one. I absolutely love that. I tell you what I also really love is this Giorgio Armani one. It's called Armani Code. It smells...
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Is that your favourite as well? Beautiful. I love it. It's beautiful.
It makes Philip smile.
Really?
Yeah.
Another option, there's a Mercedes-Benz club scent. I mean, they do really nice ones. As you know, I do these Chemist Warehouse ads.
Yes.
I'm constantly being sprayed by Grace from Chemist Warehouse. And all of them. Yes. So that's a lovely one. And there's a Michael Klim option too, his new Aqua one to check out as well.
Ooh.
So some good ideas with Christmas coming up.
Always
alrighty. Favourite caller from this morning, GQ, to a win, the $100 Chemist Warehouse
John
voucher.
Who was looking after his girl and really worried. John, you are the winner today. We might just put a smile on your face of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations. And let's see what we can do to help you.
Alrighty. Hey, next weekend, our last House of Wellness for the year. We get a couple of weeks break. So we'll be back with more of your calls. And if you want to email Gerald, of course, you can reach him via
House of Wellness. Can't wait to see what Sally will bring into it.
I will actually bring something to eat. How about that? Instead of just talking about it, why don't I actually make something?
Oh, wow. Been waiting for that.
We've recorded that. And I will transcribe it as well.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Have a fabulous Sunday. We'll see you next weekend for our final House of Wellness for the year. And I'll see you on the TV, Gerald Quigley.
Let's go.
You better hurry, guys.
A matter of minutes on Channel 7 too for the House of Wellness TV version. Sally, we'll see you across the week on 7 as well with the Daily Edition.
Absolutely, guys. See you then.
And bring in some travel.
I will. I promise. Something yummy next week.